Meditation. What is it and how can it help in your everyday life? Meditation can bring you a point of stillness, a point of peace, so that you can just be who you are at that moment. I came to meditation through fear. I found myself at a place in life where I had three young children, the youngest being 3 months. I was totally on my own. I had financial worries in every which direction I looked. My house was being repossessed. We were going to be homeless. How could I live a peaceful life? Ridiculous. I was tense morning, noon and night. But this wasn't good for me or for my children. So I had to find a way. So I devised, by default, ways to meditate in my everyday life. And through this, I found I had a better relationship with my children. I enjoyed bringing them up. I didn't lose my friends or my relationships as I wasn't continually pushing people away with my anxiety. So we all have stresses and strains in life, and I'd like to share with you the techniques that I devised that may help you in your everyday life. Okay, so let's get started on this meditation lark. I don't suggest you do this whilst you're driving. So either sit or lay wherever you are and just be aware of your surroundings. Just take note of them. And you'll be aware of outside noises. But I want you to bring your focus inwards. It may help to close your eyes. And you're all breathing. So I want you to focus on your breath. Not breathing heavily or deeply. Just your normal, rhythmical breathing. And notice how the breath flows in and out of your entire body. Bring your awareness either to your chair or to the floor if you're laying on the floor. But notice how you're supported and allow your body to relax. Just let it sink into the chair or sink into the floor and feel that peace running through your body. If your mind wanders, just come back to the awareness of your breath. And very gently open your eyes and bring your awareness back to your surroundings. And congratulate yourself on your first meditation. So that's all very well, you may say, but how on earth do I bring that into my everyday life? I'm rushing around at 100 miles an hour all the time. I haven't got the time or space to lay on the floor or sit on the chair. Well, I've devised a way that you can bring it into your normal activities. The key being, whatever we're doing, whatever time of day or night, we are breathing. So there are various techniques, and some will appeal to you more than others. And you do what appeals to you at the time and what feels right at the time. But you can incorporate it into your everyday life. If you'd like to know more, please visit www.annette21days.com/thebeginning, where you'll find various downloads starting with the first 7 days.